Welcome to the Science Update Podcast. I'm Bob Hershot, and this is the podcast for July 29th, 2011.
The Science Update Podcast is produced by AAAS, advancing science, serving society.
Bones are alive. They are organs, and they need oxygen.
If we manage to take some of the lessons we can learn from tree frogs, maybe we could have a band-aid that works properly.
When we first saw it, I was like, oh, this is really surprising, because it's just using something that you really don't see in nature. It's a complete new modification.
And we were surprised, very surprised to find that the size of the holes in dinosaurs were larger than mammals.
This week, can dinosaur bones reveal whether or not they were cold-blooded? And why lizards are smarter than you might think. Also, an arms race between possums and pit vipers. But first, Suzanne Bard learned why frogs never lose their grip.
If you reuse a piece of scotch tape, you'll notice that it quickly gets dirty and loses its stickiness. In contrast, the sticky pads on frog toes never seem to lose their cling. To discover how they do it, biomechanist Neil Crawford of the University of Glasgow put dust on the feet of tree frogs and placed them on an incline. At first, they started to slip, but as they began to move, friction, combined with mucus on their toe pads, helped the amphibians regain their grip.
The mechanisms that they use to stick to the surface also clean the pads while they walk. And I found that using a shear movement across the surface, so a slight drag of the pads towards themselves, will help to remove the contaminant.
He says the research could lead to more waterproof band-aids.
If you had a sticky tape where it didn't, you know, pick up particles and managed to clean itself, then that would be very useful to have. And the useful thing about tree frogs is their adhesion works in wet surfaces. So, you know, if you have a band-aid and you want to stick it on an injury, if you've been sweating, it might remove the band-aid. But if we manage to take some of the lessons we can learn from tree frogs, maybe we could have a band-aid that works properly.
Thanks for that report, Suzanne. Bones are living tissues and need a lot of blood in order to stay strong. One group of researchers is applying this knowledge to dinosaur bones. Their goal is to find out just how active those extinct animals were. Our guest correspondent, Karina Wu, has that story.
It was once thought that dinosaurs were cold-blooded and sluggish, like other reptiles. But scientists have been finding evidence that that might not be the case. Roger Seymour is a comparative ecophysiologist at the University of Adelaide in Australia. He and his colleagues looked at the fossilized leg bones of dinosaurs and measured the size of holes in the bones that served as openings for blood vessels.
And we were surprised, very surprised to find that the size of the holes in dinosaurs were larger than mammals.
He says the only reason for these holes to be that large would be to accommodate a lot of blood flow. Bones that would have needed that much blood must have been under a lot of stress, suffering tiny fractures that needed to be repaired.
Bones are alive. They are organs, and they need oxygen, particularly to remodel them, which goes on all through life.
The large holes for blood vessels suggest that dinosaurs were active animals that ran around and put stress on their bones, which would then have needed to be healed and remodeled. Seymour says that if dinosaurs were that active, they probably had the warm-blooded metabolism to match.
Thanks, Karina. If someone ever calls you a lizard brain, maybe you should thank them. A new study shows that some lizards can solve problems just as well as birds and mammals. Manuel Leal, a behavioral ecologist at Duke University, studied anole lizards native to Puerto Rico. He and his colleagues tasked them with finding a tasty worm hidden under one of two colored caps. Leal says the lizards figured out how to remove the correct cap, behavior they don't show in the wild.
When we first saw it, I was like, oh, this is really surprising, because it's just using something that you really don't see in nature. It's a complete new modification to be able to solve this problem.
What's more, the lizards were able to both learn and remember how to do the task, showing they're smarter than they're often given credit for. Next, Suzanne sums up some of the week's top animal news.
Copperheads and other venomous snakes are in an arms race with possums, according to research published in the journal PLOS ONE. While most animals shy away from the snakes, possums feed on them because they're resistant to viper venom. Previous studies have found that snake venom has been evolving at a fast pace. The new research shows that possums have compounds that are evolving just as fast to neutralize the venom. In another backyard animal news, hummingbirds supplement their diet of flower nectar with insects for protein. But how do they catch them with those pointy beaks? Well, according to researchers observing the birds with high-speed cameras, they have a muscle that tugs the beak open when an insect is in range, and then releases the beak, so it snaps shut in just a hundredth of a second, trapping the prey inside.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, that's our show for this week. Next week, we'll have a whole new set of fascinating science stories for you. Until then, tune into the Science Update Podcast Daily Edition every day, Monday through Friday. You can find it on our website, scienceupdate.com, or at iTunes. And if you have a science question, give us a call at 1-800-WHY-IS-IT. If we use your question on the show, we'll send you a Science Update mug. You can also check out Science Update's fan page on Facebook or follow us on Twitter. Thanks for listening. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.